KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt became a legend by being a race car champion who never forgot where he came from. He sported his hometown every chance he could. Atlantic's Don Detter was a lot like Dale. He grew up in a small town and became a champion in the car business. Both Detter and Earnhardt passed that same work ethic and love for their community to their sons. Today, Detter Motor Company continues to give back at every opportunity. So when you're thinking of buying your next car or truck, shop where 4 out of 5 people prefer. Detter Motor Company. Simply better. 712-243-4514. www.dettermotor.com.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. That's why when you need the best in auto body repair, you need Detter Motor Company's body shop. With the latest equipment, a continuously educated staff, and experience to back them up, Detter Motor Company's body shop is your total one-stop repair and collision shop. In fact, they are so good, quite a few people think that Detter Motor Company is a body shop that also sells autos. Schedule an estimate today with Dave Newberry, Body Shop Manager, 712-243-4514. Dependable work, unmatched quality. Detter Motor Company's Body Shop, Atlantic, Iowa.
In sports, starting off with Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio yesterday. Paul Goldschmidt hit a 2-run homer. Tommy Edman added a solo shot among his 3 hits. And the Cardinals held off the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 to split their 4-game series. Jack Flaherty's scoreless streak was snapped at 23 innings, but he allowed only 1 run in 5 frames as St. Louis stayed in first place in the NL Central, just ahead of the Chicago Cubs. And speaking of the Cubs, Nicholas Castellanos and Justin Hayward and Anthony Rizzo homered as the Cubs whipped the Pirates 7-1 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Jose Quintana struck out 7 and held Pittsburgh to 5 hits over 7 shutout innings. Kyle Schwarber hit a 2-run single for the Cubs, who remained tied for first with St. Louis in that NL Central. And that game was played as part of the new Little League World Series Classic that's played there in Williamsport during the Little League World Series events. In other scores from the National League, it was San Diego defeating Philadelphia 3-2, Atlanta 5-3 over the Dodgers, Washington 16-8 over Milwaukee, Colorado a 7-6 winner over Miami in 10 innings of play, and Arizona a 6-1 win over San Francisco. Over in interleague play, Pete Alonso hit his 40th home run to break the National League rookie record, capping a late outburst by the New York Mets and their 11-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Michael Conforto hit a long homer in the first inning and drove in 4 runs. Ahmed Rosario put the Mets ahead 6-4 with a 2-run single in the 7th. Other American League scores were Seattle 7-0 over Toronto, Tampa Bay 5-4 over Detroit, Boston 13-7 over Baltimore, Cleveland an 8-4 win over the Yankees, Minnesota 6-3 over Texas, Houston a 4-1 win over Oakland, and the Angels beat the White Sox 9-2. In baseball news, Rockies right-hander Scott Oberg has been treated for a blood clot in his pitching arm for the second time in his career. Manager Bud Black said Oberg had a procedure to dissolve the clot at a hospital on Saturday and remained there overnight. The Rockies put Oberg on the 10-day injured list on Sunday. Black said the 28-year-old Oberg started feeling heaviness in his arm on Saturday and alerted the training staff. Oberg replaced struggling Wade Davis as the team's closer 2 weeks ago and picked up his 6th save Friday against Miami. In other news, Ronald Acuña Jr. was removed from the Braves game against the Dodgers Sunday after he stood at the plate admiring a long fly ball that did not leave the park. The 21-year-old Acuña likely would have had an easy double if he had hustled from home plate. Manager Brian Schnitker followed Acuña into the tunnel for an apparent conversation during the 4th inning. Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper left Sunday's game against the Padres after the 5th inning because of dehydration. Harper has played in 123 of 124 games here this year. The Nationals have put struggling closer Sean Doolittle on the 10-day injured list with right knee tendonitis. A day after he surrendered 3 home runs in the 9th inning against Milwaukee, Doolittle has posted a career-worst 4.33 ERA of 28 saves. The NL wildcard leaders recalled righty Kyle McGowan from AA Harrisburg. Reds first baseman Joey Votto has landed on the 10-day injured list with lower back tightness that caused him to miss their weekend series with the Cardinals. The 6-time All-Star is hitting .262 with 12 home runs and 39 RBIs in 113 games this year. The Reds also recalled utility player Brian O'Grady from AAA Louisville. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was Memphis 14-2 over the I-Cubs and Omaha 7-4 win over Nashville. Today's games have Omaha at New Orleans for a 6:30 contest, and San Antonio is at Iowa for a 7:08 start here tonight at Principal Park. Moving on to the NFL game from Saturday, Mason Rudolph got it a first half touchdown drive to perhaps nudge ahead of Josh Dobbs in the race to be the backup behind Ben Roethlisberger, and the Steelers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 17-7 in preseason action. Rudolph finished 10 of 15 for 77 yards, while Dobbs completed 6 of 11 for 95 yards with a red zone interception. Kansas City star Patrick Mahomes played just two series for the Chiefs, completing 2 of 5 passes for 11 yards. In NFL preseason games yesterday, it was New Orleans 19-17 over the L.A. Chargers, and Minnesota was a 25-19 winner over Seattle. In other NFL news, Oakland Raiders general manager Mike Mayock told disgruntled receiver Antonio Brown it's time to decide whether he's all in or all out about playing this season after losing a fight with the NFL over his helmet. Brown also lost a grievance with the league to allow him to use a helmet that is no longer certified as safe. Mayock issued a statement expressing his frustration that Brown didn't participate in practice on Sunday, despite being healed from the frostbitten feet that have sidelined him for most of training camp. Mayock says there are 89 guys busting their tails, and he hopes Brown will join his teammates soon. Eddie Pinheiro has won the Bears kicking competition. The Bears have cut kicker Elliott Fry, who was competing with Pinheiro and several others for the job. Pinheiro came to Chicago from the Raiders for a late-round draft pick after spending all of last year on injured reserve. Former NFL and University of Texas running back Cedric Benson has died in a motorcycle accident at the age of 36. Benson won the Doak Walker Award as the nation's top college back in 2004 and was drafted fourth overall by the Bears in 2005. He also played for the Cincinnati Bengals and Green Bay Packers. In golf, Justin Thomas is the number one seed in the FedEx Cup finale after capturing the BMW Championship at Medina. Thomas entered the final round with a six-shot lead, but he was only two strokes ahead until he carded three birdies on a five-hole stretch on the back nine. He closed with a 4-under-68 for a three-shot win over Patrick Cantlay, who fired a 65. The top 30 advanced to the Tour Championship. Masters champion Tiger Woods will not be among them to defend his title at East Lake. And longtime television sports broadcaster Jack Whitaker has died at the age of 95. He spent 22 years with CBS Sports, which announced that he died of natural causes in his sleep. His Hall of Fame broadcasting career ranged from the first Super Bowl to Secretariat's Triple Crown to short essays from major sporting events. Whitaker had been the only living play-by-play announcer from the first 21 Super Bowls. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.